Asset number 3, paper assets. Accelerator number 9, tax exempt. The tax man offers even greater leveraged advantages to investors who invest in projects the government needs financial assistance in. After my money passes through the leverage of real estate, it often goes into the stock market, especially in tax-free paper assets, such as municipal mortgage REITs, which are real estate investment trusts, and other such paper investments. At this point, I am usually receiving a 5-8% tax-free return on my extra money, often called savings. It is far better than the 1% taxable return I would receive from a bank certificate of deposit, which is often less liquid than my municipal mortgage REITs. Accelerator number 10, hedge funds. Hedge funds allow me to invest with insurance. They have the benefits offered by mutual funds in that they are easy, but without the downside risk. A hedge fund is a fund that can take both long and short positions, buy and sell undervalued securities, trade options or bonds, and invest in almost any opportunity in any market where it expects gains at reduced risk. There are many different hedge fund strategies, but their primary goal is to reduce volatility and risk while preserving their investors' capital and delivering positive returns under all market conditions. Most of these funds hedge against downturns in the markets, which is especially important today with the volatility in the stock markets. Accelerator number 11, options. Investing in stock options allows me to leverage my investments in paper assets. Instead of buying the stock, I can still control it through the purchase of options for a fraction of the cost. Stock options give me the right to buy or sell a fixed amount of stock at a fixed price, called the strike price, over a specific period of time. A contract allowing me to buy stock at the fixed strike price is called a call option, which allows me to purchase, say, 100 shares of the underlying stock. People buy calls because they hope the stock price will go up, and they will make a profit either by selling the calls at a higher price or by exercising their option, which means buying the shares at the strike price at a point when the market price is higher. On the other hand, a contract that lets me sell stock at a fixed price is called a put option. People buy puts because they hope the stock price will go down, and then they will make a profit either by selling the puts at a higher price or by exercising their option, which would force the seller of the put to buy the stock at the strike price at a time when the market price was lower. Accelerator number 12, PPMs, private placement memorandums. A private placement memorandum is an offering of stock in a company that is exempt from federal registration. In March 1982, the SEC adopted Regulation D to coordinate the limited offering exemptions and to streamline the existing requirements applicable to private placements and sales of securities. The documentation and legal requirements of this type of investment are critically important. You need competent securities legal advice, as well as tax advice, to select the funding tool appropriate for your situation. Accelerator number 13, IPOs, initial public offerings. An initial public offering, or IPO, is a company's first sale of stock to the public. Typically, an IPO involves the stock from a young, new, and not usually well-known company. An IPO is highly regulated and costly to prepare, as it requires tremendous legal and accounting professional time. It also requires a great deal of the executive management team's time, which might take their focus off the core business. However, it provides great leverage, since the hope is that the initial price will be low and the price of the stock once on the public exchange will increase. Once again, this is usually a capital gains investment strategy and an exit strategy for the company's founders. So, can people turn $10,000 into $10 million with only one asset class? Yes, they can. In fact, most people start with only one asset class in the beginning. Can you successfully invest in all three asset classes? Only you can answer that question.